Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Joining me, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, first of all, your team's coming off of a great big split against the number two team in the country, Ohio State. How much of that momentum do you need coming into this weekend?
Well, again, Kelly, every weekend's different. You know, certainly the excitement of Friday's game, you know, it lingered. Obviously, it didn't linger a whole lot into Saturday, but. You know what? That's in the past now. We know we're it's a big series. You know, we're both fighting for fifth place, and you know, so that's motivation right there. You know, we want to finish as high as we can. We know we're going on the road first round, but it'd be awful nice to be going as the fifth place team rather than the sixth place team. So you know, we're ready.
Well, I know the league changed things up with the percentages rather than point system. How does this work out for you guys? I was looking at a couple of different articles. One said that if you sweep Mankato, you guys end up possibly going to Duluth. The other one said you could be playing Wisconsin or Ohio State. How did the percentages work into this season?
Well, we just need 4 points this weekend. Okay. and in any combination of ways, we need 4 points, and we'd be ahead of them. We're gonna have the same number of games. We're gonna have the same number of we'd have more points, so we would be ahead of them winning percentage, points percentage. And then where we go, that's up in the air, because there's a whole bunch of different scenarios. Wisconsin, Ohio State are deadlocked, same number of points. They play each other this weekend at Ohio State. Duluth has an opportunity to actually pass one of them. If they were to sweep St. Cloud and one of the two teams gets swept down there, then Duluth would bypass them. So, but all, you know, we're just focused on ourselves. Tonight's a big game. We got to do our best to try to get a win tonight.
Your team has had such great goaltending this season. Kerrigan Dowie, Hannah Hogenson, and even Abby Thompson, who hasn't played a ton. But you've got three solid goaltenders. Tonight, the Mavericks are struggling. They are going to be without Calla Frank, and they're playing a newcomer. How much do you think that'll be a factor in how your team plays offensively?
Well, you know, again, we can't really factor into that. We, you know, first of all, she's a good goalie. She played at Penn State. You just look at her career numbers, pretty impressive. You know, she's a senior, so she's played a lot of hockey. I think her intent was to redshirt this year, but with Kayla's situation and injuries, other injuries, they were left with no other option. So, you know, she's 5'9". She's a big goalie. So. But we just gotta again play our game, get as many pucks and people to the net as we possibly can, and create chaos, just like we always try to do, Kelly.
Coming into this one, how have you prepared differently?
So much we prepared differently. We just you know, obviously this time of the year, there's not a lot you do in practice. You want to be fresh. You want to have good practices, and that's what we did. You know, we know Mankato's strengths are their forwards. They've got some outstanding forwards. So we just need to do a really good job against them.
What's it going to take to win here tonight?
Well, I think having a really good start is going to be imperative, Kelly. We got to come out hard, fast. You know, we've got to get pucks behind their defensemen, get pucks below the goal line. You know, when they're in our zone, we got to close quick. We got to get stops as quick as we can, because they've got a really good cycle game, and if you let them get wheeling, they can be tough. So, but again, it's doing all the little things. It's playing to our identity, the things we've talked about many, many times.
Coach, good luck today. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.